This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land. To the left of me, he's in a different room than he normally is, but he's in the top square. He goes by David Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Boys, the dark doldrums of winter. Here we are, and guess what? We're not doing a sad cast today. We're bringing it. I went to the gym today. I'm feeling good. Let's go.
Oh, that makes me sad. I'll tell you why in a second. All right, down there, getting the studio all set up, looking quite luxurious in his hammock chair, Matt Kama, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, boys. Good to see you.
You're like, went to the gym today. Unfortunately, Matt, our mutual friend, couldn't keep it going. The gym closed.
Oh. No.
Yeah, the dungeon's gone.
The lab. Wow.
The lab has changed, and I think I'm gonna switch neighborhoods here in a couple months. So there's like a gym at work. I'm like, all right, I'll just go in there for a couple months. I feel like a loser. Like, not a loser, but I'm just like, I'm not gonna join a new gym in this neighborhood for 2 months and then be like, I'm just here for 2 months.
Dude, God, I don't know why we're just playing ping pong today. Literally today I joined LA Fitness for 2 months. I like paid in cash so I could just have a 2 month membership before I go back to Austin because I'm back up in Seattle. I mean, literally, that was like the exact term of the contract. Like, they're like, you can't do 1 month. Like, you have to do your first month and your last month. I was like, great, 2 months sounds good.
Maybe that's what I should do. Because, I just assumed it'd be a hassle. I was like, you can't join a gym for just 2 months.
Oh, hell yeah, you can. Aaron Cobb can.
That's exactly how long
you do it. Oh, the opposite of gyms. Cobb, before you go back to Austin, we need to hang out in February for one reason. Pizza Hut's bringing back the big New Yorker pizza.
What, dude, nobody out pizzas the Hut, baby. Honestly, you know, it's my least favorite of the three big chains, but I will say that that pizza is worth it. It's coming back in February 1st.
Yes. I'm not going to sit here and go, well, maybe. I have looked at the story five times. Yes, it returns on February 1st.
Dude, well, one of the two of us has a birthday coming up, my G. I'm in.
Well, and the thing is, like as I'm looking at you, I'm like, oh yeah, Cobb will come over. Like, we have literally sat here and shared a large pizza. So I'm like, that seems about right.
Oh yeah, no problem, dude. That's please consider it done. You glossed over something there. I don't want to put you on blast. You don't have to say which one, but moving neighborhoods.
I am. Yeah.
Do you know which one you're headed to, or are you just sick of the one you're in?
Kind of both. Like, I need to move out of here, and then I need to get a second bedroom. Mm. But there's reasons behind it. Won't sound very fun, but looking kind of like a little bit farther up north, just like Northgate or something, because the light rail's right there. That's the other thing. It's like, it's not just Seattle. Like, I've walked to work since I worked in Baltimore. So I'm like, the commute is a big deal. I'm like, I could take the bus, but I'm like, I'd rather be closer to the light rail.
Yeah. Yeah. Roosevelt would be another good option for you. There's a stop right there.
Yep. That's a very good call. I've been looking right there at like Roosevelt and like Northgate.
Yeah. Cause then you're striking distance to Green Lake and whatnot, but we can talk about that off cast. Although I did bring it up.
No, that's all right. Trust me, I was just talking to another buddy on the walk home, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I think that pizza comes back like February 1st or something. And I go, I don't know why I just said that. It obviously comes back February 1st. I know that.
I know it for sure.
Right. Yeah. I've been researching it. I wrote it on my calendar twice.
I don't know why I'm out here like that's messing awesome, around. Dude. Yeah. Also, for some reason, January is always like a pizza-less month for me. Like January 1st, I get pizza. I didn't even do it this year on January 1st. But then I'm like, all right. For some reason, some people do dry January. I go pizza dry January. Then February, you got the Super Bowl. It's like pizza's back.
Dude, you're crapping all over my lifestyle. Literally, I had Pizza Bank for dinner. I signed up for a gym and then had a pizza. So, you know, you and I are just, maybe we're not going to agree on everything tonight. I don't know. But I feel like we're on opposite sides of the space-time continuum.
I mean, we are 100% aside. Like, can't you join a gym for 2 months? I did. No pizza in January. I just had some. Like, damn it.
Literally today. God, man.
Yeah. Matt, have you had pizza lately?
I was literally just trying to think. No, I don't know if I've had any all year since January started.
Wow. I feel like Christmas is just pizza heavy.
Well, boys, every podcast needs a yang, okay?
As long as we're already talking about food, you guys are familiar with the Whopper commercial, yes?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like a new one?
That one that's been playing all football season. Whopper, nope. Whopper, 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 triple,
I don't know,
double. Oh, it's like there's memes about it. Like, it's everywhere. So there's a guy that used to work in radio up here. He's in Vegas now, Joe Fan. So, like, I follow him on Twitter. I like him. And he's like, I just saw it tonight. He's like, I finally caved and got a Whopper. Like, Cobb, if you watch football, this commercial's been on so much. People are like, they're playing this song in hell. Like
oh, God.
Like, you just have it your way. Like, that's with me. Like, you can't get away from it.
Dude, so our listeners hate us right now for getting it stuck in their head.
Right. Wow. So it's like that abrasive. Like, people, it's like a known quantity.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have a buddy that's in Peru, and he goes, one nice thing about being in Peru is I haven't had to hear this Whopper commercial.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's wild.
Right.
So, but safe to say it's bad.
It just, you know what? It's super catchy. That's just the deal, right, with commercials. Like, if you watch football, like, it's a great catchy commercial, but you'll see it all year. Same thing in a couple months here when March Madness starts. The first weekend of the tournament, you'll be like, that's a funny ad. Like, that's a good ad. But then you'll see it every weekend for 4 weekends in a row. And you're just like, all right. But then also, like, it's weird how commercials work. Because I know the Whopper song and everything. I haven't gotten a Whopper.
Well, in all fairness, I mean, it's sort of a crime of opportunity. I mean, you don't drive, and your proximity to a Burger King is not close. I mean, I honestly cannot think of the nearest Burger King to you, and I feel like I know the city very well.
Would it be Soto?
Is there one in Soto?
If there's one in Soto, that's got to be it. I know there's one in Burien. There's probably one in Linwood. Years ago, there was one in Ballard, but I think it closed.
Yeah, and weirdly, there used to be that Jack in the Box right on Broadway that closed, like, right by you. I mean, I don't know. You know, not every commercial works on everybody. I mean, I still haven't bought an F-150.
Okay. But But here's the other part of that is that I didn't get a Whopper, but they've also had these commercials for this burger at Wendy's that has like a giant thing of mozzarella cheese on it. Like basically like a giant mozzarella stick on the pizza. Matt, I did order that one. I got it on Uber Eats. It was unbelievable. Like, I mean, your stomach's going to be in knots, but it's like a garlic bun. I was like, this is fast food is awesome sometimes.
Oh yeah. Dude, I always bitch about that because I feel like nobody will admit that they eat fast food. Everyone's like, oh, I don't touch the stuff. I don't eat fast food. I'm an avid fast food connoisseur and I'll happily eat it in my car. I'll tell people about it, but I'm like, dude, these are some of the busiest restaurants in America. They have massive lines. They're doing thousands of meals per day. And there's tens of thousands of them. Like, how is no one eating at them? Like, no one will admit to me that they've eaten at, like, you know, a McDonald's or a Wendy's or a Jack in the Box, whatever. And, like, I feel like, not to state the obvious, I feel like people are embarrassed. But this is, like, one of those weird things that people hide, that they go to fast food. I feel like we just all need to embrace it. Like, people like porn, people like fast food, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the I don't eat fast food thing to me, no offense, but it's kind of like people that are quick to be like, well, I don't own a TV. It's like, right, but you have a screen. Like, you don't understand what's going on, but like, people are very proud to tell you that. It's like, all right, cool. Like, I don't eat fast food. Like, all right, whatever. Look, I'll be dead honest with you. I know somebody that's like, I refuse to eat like fast food or chain restaurants, but then they'll sit at a bar and slug beers and eat, you know, breaded chicken fingers. It's like, well, what's the difference? Like, if you don't eat fast food because of a health reason, I get it, but like,
you pay more for your fried chicken and french fries, idiot.
Right. And you're drinking booze on top of it. I'm like, health wise, you probably would have been better off just getting the burger.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know why people are weird about it. I don't know if they're just like embarrassed or they like be better than it or whatever, but that is a weird sort of dynamic in America.
Well, I had Chick-fil-A right before this.
Nice. What'd you get?
Nugs.
Yeah, their nuggets are just top tier.
Their nugs are on another level, man. But yeah, Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out, like, I don't know if those count as fast food because they are like a little mini tier above within the fast food ranks. What do you think about those two?
Well, they're still fast food.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt, not to be a dick, but those are 1,000% fast food.
Right. Perfect.
Also, you have Del Taco down there, which is a hitter. I know what you mean. Like, they almost sneak up a category into fast casual, which is like where you hit like your Paneras, your Chipotles, your Mod Pizzas. But they're the pinnacle of fast food before you jump categories, I would say.
Yeah.
I would not call them fast casual.
I get kind of pumped if I see a new fast food place. Like, the first time I hung out in Orange County, I was down there with a girl I used to date. And I was like, I had a few beverages at a happy hour right there on the beach. And then we're driving back. I'm like, you got to stop at Del Taco. She's like, it's not that special. And I'm like, hey, never been to one. Like, and then like, she's going to the drive thru. I'm like, no. I want to walk in. She's like, what? Yeah. I'm like, I want to soak in this experience at Del Taco.
That's what I'm saying. We are dining. Like, yeah, it's not that special to you, you soulless bitch, but some of us still have a heart. Get me in there. Dude, I'm with you, man. I dine in at Del Taco when I'm in Palm Springs where Matt's at. Like, I've dined in at three of them down there. And honestly, they hit, man. Like, they're not the same as Taco Time. They're not the same as Taco Bell. They're just kind of their own little thing, but just a humble champion. I'm totally with you. I'm bored with Del Taco.
I like that. A humble champion.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, dude. Yeah. They just bring it. Like, they don't get the street cred. But, like, you know, it's just a smaller regional chain just doing its thing, dude, day in, day out, man. They show up, spit on their hands, and go to work making crappy tacos. Cheap tacos. That's
my Del Taco is right across the parking lot from an El Pollo Loco, which is also a fire, super affordable Mexican restaurant. That's like, it's all chicken based. But are you familiar with El Pollo Loco, Ted?
Yes, because I want to say there was one. One popped up in the D.C. area right before I left.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
I feel like a lot of people know it from Breaking Bad as well.
Was that No, that was something else that was called. Pollos Hermanos.
Oh, dude. Wow. You're right. Deep crab. Yep. Accurate.
I'm glad I got that. Although I do love on this podcast when we can't think of references and people just yell. That visual always entertains me.
I know. It's got to be frustrating to just like hear us like, yeah, banging our heads together.
Yeah.
To give us some credit, though, you know, all of this is off the cuff. It's not like we have like a research person. And I feel like we remember a lot of details, all things considered. I might get skewered for that, but we're not that bad.
You know what, Matt? I think I'm full of crap. I've never been to an El Pollo Loco.
Okay.
Especially if you're calling it El Pollo Loco.
What is it?
Pollo, man. It's a Spanish word.
What I say, polo?
Yeah, polo. It's not Marco Polo, dog. Pollo.
You're right, it's not Marco Polo.
But God, check your white privilege, Doc. Jesus. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. Well, I mean, look, I watch all those food shows too, right? Like the Foods That Built America and this and that. And I watched the whole one on Taco Bell and it just blew my mind. People were like, that's not real Mexican food. It's like, no, it's not. It's like the guy that built it, he's just trying to compete with hamburger chains at the time. And he was like, he's like, people go to taco trucks and stands, but like, I need basically like just regular Americans to get into tacos. And it's like, that's why they're so plain with just lettuce and cheese. That's why their hot sauces aren't that hot.
Wow. Whoa, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, the dude was pretty, the guy was pretty smart, but he's living out there and like, for some reason, that one part of California, I think like McDonald's kind of starts there. There's a few of them that kind of start there. So it's like, yeah, a massive deal. And he's like, everybody's eating these burgers. I mean, that was the whole thing with Arby's. They start in Ohio and they're like, we need something besides a burger, like roast beef and then Jamocha shake.
Yeah, we got the beef. We got the meats. Yeah, man. Fast food. It really is its own crazy industry. You know, have you ever been to a Cinnabon, Ted?
Well, sure. It started here in the state of Washington.
All right. I thought I was going to blow your mind with that fact, but I do have one more fact to pile on top of that, which is the cinnamon on those cinnamon buns. So it's from a Seattle mall originally, the South Center Mall, but technically they call it the SeaTac Mall in the Wikipedia. But the cinnamon that's in those is their own like type of cinnamon that nobody else can get. Like they own like a variety of cinnamon.
Their own proprietary blend?
It's not a blend. That's the thing. It's a plant. It's like the most like flavorful cinnamon on earth. And they own it somehow. I was trying to research into how that's even possible, because that seemed like BS to me. And I can't find anything anywhere you can buy it except for Cinnabon itself. It's like from like, you know, somewhere in Indonesia. And like they wanted to just like corner the market. I think it's called Makara cinnamon, something like that. But pretty crazy. Something special.
I mean, listen, that's a funny conversation too, because like as far as burgers go, like fast food burgers are great, right? Everybody's got a different one. But like if somebody says, where's your favorite burger? I'm probably not going fast food. But yeah. I've had some good cinnamon rolls. But if somebody said, what's the best? I'd probably still go for a Cinnabon.
Nice. Yeah. Wait. Okay, man. God, this is so off topic. And I hate playing like small neighborhood ball with you. But have you been to the cinnamon roll place that's in your neighborhood? You know what I'm talking about, over on like Pike or Pine? It's like an exclusively cinnamon. I never went there, but have you been in there? Are they any good?
I have. They are good. I want to say they're vegan.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, it's super good. You can't tell the difference. Like when somebody told me that, I was like, really? Yeah.
People always say you can't tell the difference. I don't know. I've yet to have a meal where I can't tell the difference. I'm fine. Dude, all right. This is
I should have told you.
This is something that gets me with like, you know, I'm totally fine with vegans. People can eat however they want to eat. But what I don't like is that they're like, oh, it's vegan. But they try to like recreate meat dishes instead of just inventing new dishes. They're like, oh, well, it's like fried chicken, but it's vegan. And you're like, why? Like, what are we doing? Like, oh, it's a vegan chicken wing. Like, that's cauliflower, dog. Like, that's all right. Yeah. But just like, let's, what are we doing? And they're like, oh, it's a vegan steak. And you're like, no, it's not. It's not a vegan steak. It's just something else. Like, that's all right. But just come up with a new name. It drives me crazy, man. It's like they're trying so hard to be meat. They're like, oh, it's a vegan chicken nugget. It's like, dude, Come on.
Well, I
don't know why. I don't know where the meat envy comes from. You tell me, but it's out of control.
I mean, I think with sweets, though, it's a little bit easier. There's not that much meat involved.
Ted, whose side are you on, man?
Hey, man, look, I think we know what side I'm on. If it tastes good, I'll eat it.
You work for the Matrix or are you with us? I don't know. I just was thinking, because I know like Andrew Tate just got refused to get out of jail. So I just, yeah.
What's that?
The guy who is always talking about the Matrix, he's like been big on social media. He's got canceled a couple of times. He just was denied bail to get out of Romanian jail. And a lot of his disciples or followers talk about people being a part of the Matrix. So that's just maybe a deeper reference than it needed to be.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I'm quite familiar with that dude. Have you seen some of his videos?
Only like one or two at the beginning of when he was blowing up, but not really. No, tell me.
I mean, you know what? I'm stealing this from Rogan, but I agree with Rogan on it. Like, that guy is very good. First of all, he's a world-class kickboxer, so I'll give him that. But he's very good. Like, I don't think he believes half the crap he's spewing, but he's done a great job on social media and got people to, you know, pay for all his stuff. And like, he's a salesman, but I mean, he's on some real serious charges. I mean, you're talking about sex trafficking and this and that. I don't know. When you watch some of his old videos, it seems like a parody of something. And I'm like, oh no, this guy's supposedly dead serious and people believe it, and alpha male stuff and this and that. I also think that term has gotten way overused. Alpha males. Like, come on.
Ted, there's a lot of directions I could go with that. What I will say is, I feel like the whole parody thing the entertainment angle. I mean, we watched it with Alex Jones and what he tried to do when he was in court, saying that it was a character that he was playing. Obviously, you know, the most extreme thing wins on the internet. I mean, the craziest, you know, trampoline jump or the craziest prank or the craziest natural disaster or whatever it is, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And I have heard a crazy rumor about, I don't even know if I can say this. I'm trying to think of who told me this and how. Yeah, well, the rumor, general rumor, you guys are familiar with Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, of course.
I believe he had the most popular show or segment in America like last quarter or whatever. But obviously, you know, right wing commentator. The word on the street is he doesn't believe any of that. And he's actually a Democrat.
Huh? I haven't heard that one yet. I mean,
I was talking to somebody who was at a dinner party with him in New York, and she was saying that that's all just an act. And
you
I was
gotta
like,
remember, like, one of the biggest right wing, one of the original guys was Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh was a DJ like I am. He worked on the radio in Pittsburgh. And then what was it like 30 or 40 years ago? He started getting into this conservative talk and he like started getting ratings and he just went full in.
So yeah, like, I know. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm never sure like on that. Ted, I would love to hear your opinion. Okay, so that guy, Rush Limbaugh, I don't remember what the number is, but it's something obscene. He was making like $40 million a year or something absolutely mind-boggling.
Correct.
Where are you on that? So on the one side, you know, he stuck with what was working with him and leaned in to what the audience wanted. And on the other side, he probably sacrificed a lot of who he was and what he believed. You know, I can make my own guesses, but what do you think about that whole thing? I'm just curious to hear from an insider.
I'm never going to get on anybody for going out and making money. I think the problem is that a few years ago, like some of that talk stuff, like we crossed over from kind of taking one side of the aisle, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and it turned into some really, really hateful speech. I mean, you got to remember Rush Limbaugh was going on and on about drug abuser, people using drugs and they should be thrown in jail and this and that. And then he got popped on a pill scheme and was like popping all these.
Classic.
Yeah. So it's like
sick America.
All right. Like, that's the stuff that bugs me. You know what I mean? Like, look, there's certain things. Sometimes I know I'm going to say something stupid on the men's room, but it's like, all right, people will laugh. It's fine. I mean, you know me in person. Like, I'm obviously not an idiot, but. You know, you can you could play into a character a little bit, but I, you know what? You know me. That's just tough for me. That's not who I am. Like I couldn't just lie about something just to make money and like be leading people down a path that I know is wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I see how the money could be appealing for people, and I can definitely understand the lust and greed that comes with that. But I do feel like, well, God, I don't know. I guess the part of me that believes in karma believes that that ends up destroying that person. But who knows, man? I don't know if Rush Limbaugh is alive or dead, but like he could be, you know, a yacht living his best. Okay, well then take Alex Jones, right? Like I saw him rolling down the street in Austin in an MRAP. Like he's got some cash, but also that Sandy Hook stuff has come back to bite him. So I still feel like, one, you got to speak your truth and be who you are over the long term. You know, that is the much better way to play it. But, you know, there's some guys out there getting short money. I mean, look, hey, Andrew Tate, you're saying maybe he is kind of acting and leaning into it. And like the man's in prison right now. So, you know,
I agree. I will say, though, and I don't want to sound like a negative person here, but over the years, I'm not sure how much I believe in the karma coming back, because there's some real assholes and pricks that make a ton of money and nothing bad seems to happen to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like always like, ah, that person, they got something coming to them. Like, ah, maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Like, maybe something will happen. Like, ah, I don't know. And plus, like, I've definitely been through phases where it's like, wait, isn't wishing bad karma on somebody like kind of bad karma for me?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's wishing bad karma. You're just sort of observing it. But yeah, it is tough to tell. If I feel like karma is a comforting fiction sometimes, but karma also kind of works in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, like people also exact karma. Like there may be some judge right now who is keeping Andrew Tate in prison because the judge or the Andrew Tate influenced the guy's nephew or something, you know. It's tough to say. I mean, things are pretty interconnected, but yeah, you're right. There's definitely a lot of rich pricks out there. I happen to know a couple of them who they're doing fine. They're doing great. They're eating caviar off of naked women and sailing through the Caribbean, you know, and not working very much.
Isn't a lot of karma tied to the afterlife and its origins?
Well, that depends on the school of thought. Go ahead, Ted.
I was going to say, I just read a story about a priest that... like had an, you know, he was like, I don't know if he was in a coma, but I guess he was dead for a little bit. And he came back and talked about he was in hell and he saw hell wasn't like a bright light. And then specifically mentioned the songs that were playing, which was kind of very specific. But I was like, huh. All right.
Was it Body Count?
No, it was just like annoying songs.
Like
it just
Lamb Chalk sing along.
No, we had this conversation on the men's room. Like, what songs would you hear like if you were in hell? And I was like, for me, number one is Lou Bega, Mamba number five.
I like Angela, Pamela, Cassandra, and Rita. Yeah. Wow, Ted, we really are yin and yang today. That's a great song. I love Lou Bega, Mamba number five.
Are you serious?
What are we doing today, Ted? How did we grow this far apart? Dude, you and I used to be close, and now we are literally yin and yang.
There's only one thing that can bring us together, and that is six foldable slices of the infamous Big New Yorker pizza.
God, seriously, save this friendship, man. SOS.
God, we should also start doing that to people. Like, you guys seem like you're really good friends. Is it because of festivals or time you spend together? Like, nah, it's just based on pizza.
Yeah, it's more of a pizza. Dude, we do need a better backstory. We for sure need a better backstory. We're too entangled at this point. Like, it's too hard and long to explain. Like, we need a shortcut version where the conversation is over, where there's like, huh, pizza. All right. Like, no further questions.
Right. Based on pizza, huh? Like, yeah, man. We like pizza. We hang out.
Yeah, simple man. Simple pleasure, stock. Oh, dude, I like that.
All right, I do want to give a quick before we break a quick plug to our buddy Josh, his band. I'm blanking. Matt, help me out here. Scoblins. The Scoblins are playing Friday night in Seattle, actually, at Slim's Last Chance.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
fun venue.
It is. Slim's is dope. Like, they're second on the bill. I already bought tickets. I was like, oh, and I texted Josh. I was like, all right, Friday night, because they're always playing up north in like Arlington or Everett. So yeah. I'm like, oh, you're in Seattle? Like, I'm going.
Nice. That's this Friday?
It is. Yeah,
man. Nice, man. I might try to make it out too. And they play ska music for people who didn't get that from the name.
You know what? I should have mentioned that. Yeah, the Scoblins.
Scoblins at Slim's sounds like a good time.
Yeah, right. And like Heather that was in the camp with us, like she's in the band as well. So we could good to see her husband and stuff. So I was like, I saw that on Monday. I just snap bought like four tickets. I was like, screw it. I'm going. I'm sure somebody will want to go with me. But if not, I was like, I don't know. It's a Friday night in Soto. Like Slim's is dope. Like, let's have some fun.
Yeah. Their bass player, the big Jack dude, Anton, is vegan. So Ted, if Cobb shows up, be sure to just point out, direct him to whatever the timestamp of that was, and we could have another huge Jack dude.
Oh, I didn't realize Anton's in the band too.
On this cast.
Oh, my bad. I thought I didn't realize Anton was in the band as well.
Yeah, he's a bass player.
Oh, no kidding. That's even better.
Yeah.
Again, I have no problem with vegans. I have a problem with them fake recreating non-vegan food. I feel like they're appropriating the meat eater culture, and it upsets me.
When they're done, I'm gonna make sure to buy him a couple shots of Jack Daniels. And then, like, this is my buddy Cobb. You remember him from Meltdown. What he didn't tell you is his deep seated hatreds of everything vegan and you people.
Yeah. How big is this dude? Let's have a real conversation.
Remember, he was in our camp. He was in the other RV, like towards the left. Tattoos, like just shredded.
Yeah, massive. Nice.
Also,
cool. That's what I need, boys. Is more enemies. That's what was actually my New Year's resolution.
Less fun, more enemies.
Yeah, probably. You know what? More mortal enemies.
Hey, you know what? We talked about it. Fucking challenge it, man. You walk up there, you give them the business.
Bro, you guys need to stop. You people need to stop with recreating food.
You people.
Dude, speaking, God, sorry to hard subject change you. Speaking of villains, freaking Steve Miggs looks so cool as a wrestling heel. Like, are you kidding me? Dude, he is crushing. I don't know what, even if he's still on like a local promotion, it looked like the WWF. Like, I feel
like he was on AEW, which is like right below the WWF. It's
dude, he could make it.
Well, that, and dude, he did like a cycle of like leaned out in early December and then was like, or like bulked up and then was like leaning out. So, I mean, he looks good and he looks big in those photos.
Yeah. When you say cycle, people think steroids. I just want you to know that. Like everybody who has spent serious time in a gym is like, oh, gear.
Why didn't heads up. That's why I was saying he's doing a cycle of cutting and then, or gaining, then cutting. I didn't say he did a cycle. Actually, you know what? He's pretty big. Let's just start that rumor. Miggs is on roids.
Just a juice monkey, man.
You know what? You know what? You're going to want to take this compliment back for him. He's also a vegan now.
Are you kidding me? How'd he get so big? Wait, he's eating vegan chicken wings? Just eating cauliflower, calling them protein? That's just not, dude, you need a certain amount of protein to be that big. I will say that, what can that guy not do, man? He is like a true entertainer across like even like the hockey, the radio, the podcasts. I mean, and now wrestling. Like, dude, Steve Miggs is crushing. He's kind of a superhuman.
Mission drummer. Yeah.
Yeah. And a legit drummer. Like, how does he find the time?
I don't know. Well, I only get to hang out with him once a year, so he doesn't really have time.
Yeah. Despite seeing him weekly. Yeah. Honestly, you're right. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back and finish up. All right, welcome back. Thanks to all our sponsors. One more quick food take I forgot to mention. I forget who it was. I should check his Twitter handle. But he tweeted out today, just a dude I know, and he goes, people say they like drummies more than flats, but have you ever heard anybody go into a wing shop and order all drummies? I was like, that's a strong point. Like, if I go to a place that only has drums, I'll eat them. But I've never seen somebody be like, all drums.
Ooh.
Dude. Matt, you're more of a wing guy than me. You
maybe,
go ahead.
Maybe that's why you hear more people claim it, because like to claim you're a flat person, like you would order all flats. If you like flats, you love them. If you like drums better, you know, you'll still get flats and enjoy the flats. And, you know, yeah, you're not going to make as hard of a stand about it, but there's more people out there because there's the actual drummy people, and then there's all the people in the middle, and they're all just like, yeah, I guess I'm drunk. But the flat people, they make sure that they're heard about. They're like the I don't have a TV people.
I prefer flats, but I also know people that are like, oh, I don't eat the drums. So I'm just like, get out of here. like, look, everybody likes a flat. Well, not everybody. I prefer a flat, but like, come on, you're not going to eat the drummies too?
Right. I like them both.
Matt, that stoner math made no sense to me. Do you think there's more flat people or more drummies?
I think it's probably pretty evenly split, but the flat people are just more vocal about it.
I got you. Yeah, they're dog people and the other people are cat people, something like that. And Ted, by the way, we are literally oil and water today because I'm a drummy guy for sure. But I don't even use that often. Literally, flats are disgusting, dude. And they're a total waste of my time. Picking them all apart to try to get that little meat in there. Like, especially, dude, don't even get me started on like a vegan flat wing.
All right. So we'll get wings too. You can have the drummies. I'll eat the flats.
There we go. See, all right. That's what we got to start thinking is like collaborative. You know what I mean? Like you take, you know, the, well, we've talked about how we have different tastes in various things. We got to alley-oop each other.
That's a very good point. We never run into troubles on that one. All right, Cobb, let's read some emails.
All right. My internet's being a little weird. So hopefully this works. Okay, Cobb's got 99 problems, and getting his story straight is definitely one. Hola, gents. 99 Problems is an Ice-T song from 93's Home Invasion, and was recorded by Body Count. Jay-Z took the hook and basic beat, but rewrote all the lyrics for the 04 Black album. There's no beef, Cobb. It's just a fact. Ice-T's version can never be played on the air, so it doesn't cost anyone money in the end, and probably made them both more. LARP on. Scott, the friendly IT guy.
Right, and I read the article. Ice-T was like, yeah, we're cool. He was just like, he could have just said, hey, I got it from Ice-T. It does seem odd, as big as that song was. He never mentioned it.
Yeah, and actually, dude, shout out to Scott, the friendly IT guy. He actually screenshotted the Wikipedia and added it as an attachment.
I mean, those IT guys know what they're doing. What up, Scott?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I feel like he knows his way around a computer. I mean, some of these emails we get, the spelling, Jesus Christ, boys. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Good morning, boys. For the cop topic, question of who is the best SNL cast member, I'd go with Kate McKinnon. She plays a wide range of characters and is easily the most consistently funny person alive. The skits where she's interviewed about being abducted by aliens are amazing. Talk to you later, Tyler.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. I actually had a couple people text me my personal life, and they're like, Kenan Thompson is no way the best. And I was like, oh, all right, this is a very hard conversation.
Yeah, really can't be reduced to a text conversation.
Right? Like, all right, Will, I get it. I'll see you in Arizona in a little over a month. We could settle it there.
Yeah, maybe over a Costco hot dog.
Oh, good callback.
SNL cast member. Fellas, I'm going with Shane Gillis. He was hired for 3 days back in 2020 before getting fired for his podcast. I think you boys would like his comedy. He's got a special from Austin free on YouTube. His bits on Age of Consent and White Cornerbacks are phenomenal. Check him out and his sketch show, Gillian Keeves. I just wanted to put him on your radar. And to answer the question seriously, Norm MacDonald. The dude was unstoppable on Update. Happy New Year's, guys. Jim.
Jim, you're not wrong. Norm MacDonald was strong on there. Speaking of comedy specials, I can't remember if I ever name checked him last week, but Andrew Santino, Cheeseburger. That one is super, super funny. I love that one. That was the one I was telling Cobb, like, dude, trust me, you'll like it. Like he weaves in and out of subjects pretty darn well.
Yeah, I want to check that one out too. I've not heard of Shane Gillis. I'm not sure of Shane Gillis.
I follow him on Twitter. I've seen some of his stuff, but like, yeah, I forgot he was on SNL for like 3 days.
And his stand-up's one of my favorites of the last few years. That YouTube special, Live from Austin, is amazing. And he got fired for what he said on his podcast. He was joking about Andrew Yang, and he was like making fun of someone else, you know, being prejudiced or whatever. But Andrew Yang was the one that was like, hey, I talked to him. He's actually really cool. He's really smart. He's really funny. Like, check out Shane Gillis. And that was where he came on my radar was because, but like everybody, you know, tried to cancel him, but it backfired. He's one of those like success stories after all the press that came with it. But yeah, his, you know, just on merit, his comedy is very funny. And the whole thing that got him in trouble, like Andrew Yang has had Shane Gillis on his podcast. So yeah,
that's kind of crazy. Matt, yeah. Did you see your boy, Sabros or whatever is, torn with, Kreischer right now over in Europe?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw him at Fashion Week in Paris. I didn't realize he was on tour with Bert. That's
yeah. I saw a picture of the day of them all on the tour bus. I was like, oh, that's gotta be fun.
Oh, yeah. God. That's gotta be fun. And you know, the best stuff never makes it into the show.
No, and like I've been lucky enough to hang out and like with Kreischer, like he's awesome in real life.
Yeah, and like I always say about Stavros, like all of his best stuff is off the cuff, like when he's just doing crowd work, you know. It's like I can only imagine him on a tour bus.
Yeah, it's like our buddy from out here that we had on that moved to New York, Will.
Mm-hmm.
What's his last Wilford? Name? Or Wilford? Yeah,
yeah,
like. Man, I see some of it, like on Instagram, I see some of his crowd work. It is just spot on and awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Wilfred Padua is his name. It's all one word. He's really funny. And the crowd work's great for social media because otherwise, like all those funny moments that happen in clubs, you know, are just for the audience. But like, you know, it's getting guys gigs now. It's like Stavros blew up mostly because of that. Like,
yeah.
If you're good at crowd work, you can be huge on social media and then fill rooms. It's awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, let's check in with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening,
hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Check out with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening,
hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Check out with what's Matt.
Yeah, I had a pretty chill weekend. It's busy season, so I was working most Saturday. Then we tried to go yard sailing. There was a closed yard sale. We just did some moving stuff. And then I got to watch. So I missed the Chiefs game doing like moving in boyfriend stuff. And then, you know, Tyler's like being cool girlfriend. And then I was like, yeah, now you can watch some football and Eagles Giants. I was like, I don't want to watch football anymore. What do you want to watch?
I was in the same boat. I did not watch. I missed like all the Chiefs game and then I turned off that Eagles game at halftime. Me I was too. Like, this just sucks.
Sunday played golf. My brother came out from L.A. And so me, him, and my dad went out. It was fun. I haven't played in a while, but just had a good time. Made some good shots and was hitting pretty far. Got some good things going. The putter was not really one of them though. So it's tough to score like you want. But you know, it was, I didn't care one bit about the score. Like I've gotten pretty into golf, but it was cool to be able to just like go out, have realistic expectations for the fact that I haven't played in months and just have a good time and still be like, oh, this is awesome. So that was really good. And then I got to see my niece. Cause my brother just had a kid about 6 months ago. And yeah, you know, it's fun. You know, I mean, she's a baby, but, you know, they are cute. You know, all those parents, they're not completely wrong. Right. Like sometimes it's a little much hearing about it. But yeah, when you get one in front of you, it's like, babies are pretty fun. So, yeah, it's good to see her. And then Yeah, that was mostly it. Just played some golf, and then yeah, like my weekends are a day and a half this time of year. So you just kind of put it nice. All.
Yeah, and the games. I mean, look, the Bengals look good. Like they kind of controlled that game all day, but it was like the Niners game was close enough. I was happy to see the Cowboys just flame out again.
God, and it's so satisfying.
I know, man. Just like, God, you guys suck. But I would say overall, the games on Sunday I thought were better.
Yeah. People were saying that's going to make re-signing Geno that much more expensive because Dak cost $40 million a year and Geno put up a better fight against San Fran.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Seahawks were leading at halftime.
Yeah.
I will say that it was weird on Sunday. Like, I took a shower and, like, my instinct was like, all right, let's put on a Seahawks shirt. I was like, nope, calm down.
Dude, I got sad yesterday nice. Where I was like, oh, there's no game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Missing Monday Night Football or Thursday. Like, I went out with my buddy Sal. He was in town. So we got some dinner Thursday night. And he's sitting there in the bar waiting for me. He goes, yeah, I kind of forgot. Like, there's no football on. I was like, nope.
Yeah. Even with how terrible Thursday night games are historically, and they're not good for player safety at all, it really does become part of your life. Yeah.
Well, I will say, everybody, just remember, it's college basketball season, but also now that football's ending, it's also brunch season. Get back out there. Have a Sunday brunch. Oh, all right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. Sometimes I'm a little reticent to tell the backstory on these, but this week I bought this jacket from I don't really want to say, from an outlet store near Seattle. And it's sort of an expensive jacket. I was pretty hyped on it, but it didn't really quite fit. It was like a little bit too big. And so I read reviews and they're like, oh yeah, they run big. So I talked to the people at the store and they're like, hey, sorry, that's the last one of that color. And that's the last one of the size because it's an outlet. You know, this jacket's done. So I was like, okay. So then I hopped online and I was like, you know what? Maybe I could just find one out there that's like a medium because I got a large. And it is, it's big. At some point, you'll see it in person, Ted. Matt, I probably won't be wearing a jacket around your neck of the woods. But so anyways, I bid on a couple of them on eBay, actually. And lost both, no big deal. But it just kind of got me thinking about like the whole idea of like used stuff versus new stuff and like things that are cool to buy used and things that aren't that cool to buy used. And so anyway, cop topic this week is what's something you never buy used? Email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com if you feel like chiming in. We'll read it next week. What's something you never buy used?
I mean, the obvious answer is underwear.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna remove a couple obvious ones off the table. Condoms, you know, maybe mattress. I don't know. Mattress, you know, but yeah.
Mattress, I don't know. If you've only had it for like a couple months or a year, I'm like, all right.
Actually, yeah, dude, when did I get so pretentious? I've bought a used mattress before. I bought one of those like crazy Casper DreamCloud ones for like half off. It's awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's also weird with underwear because like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't generally be like, here, borrow a pair of underwear. But on the same token, if you needed swim trunks that already have that little underwear in there, I'd be like, here, just wear my swim trunks.
That's a good point. I feel like when it's mesh, maybe it feels like it doesn't hold on to crabs as much as if it was like, you know, solid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. It's just underwear seems weird. It harkens back to a time where Cobb and I were going to one of the first
I knew you were going to say this,
first Sanarchies. And he had a beard, but he had to trim down his beard. So like, I know, and I didn't have a beard then, but I know why I have beard trimmers. And like Cobb uses the beard trimmer and he just walks out. He goes, I know you use this on your balls. Let's not talk about it.
And you were like, thank you. I didn't want to say it, but I felt like it was implied. I was like, it was. Like it was implied.
Right. So it's the same thing with the underwear. Like I don't know why. It would seem odd to be like, here, wear a pair of my underwear. But if I gave you a pair of mesh shorts and you were freeballing in them, I wouldn't think that was odd.
If I need to borrow a pair of underwear, I got bigger issues.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True.
You're either having the worst time or you've been having a fun time for like days on end and you're out.
Dude, I would say like motorcycle and scooter helmets, because they kind of only get like one impact. And you don't want one of those things used. You got to know the history on it.
Huh, that's a good call.
Yeah, because it's sort of like those bumpers, you know, it's like a styrofoam layer, or well, the layer can be made out of a bunch of different things, but kind of gets like one big impact before you got to let it go. Mateus?
Well, I just always get a little weirded out when I see the shoes at Valley Village, you know, but I think I might have gotten a pair for a festival once. Like, I might have done it, but, you know, they need to be really cool. It needs to be a really awesome find. You know, maybe chicks do that because they just wear them once or something. But, like, shoes for me, I never feel like I want to wear shoes that are, you know, have been worn.
Oh, I've definitely bought used shoes. No shame in my game.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I know we got socks. It's fine, but yeah. That was the first thing that came to mind, was every time I see the shoes in a thrift store, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. I don't know that I've bought a pair of used shoes. I definitely have bought them like outlets and like Nordstrom Rack, but I don't know that I've bought a pair of used shoes before. But I mean, they're just like,
well, you guys both have real jobs. Some of us are out there in the streets, dog. Some of us have been out there a long time. 15 years, Ted, of blood, sweat, and tears.
What else would I not buy used? I don't know. I feel like the number one used product we all buy is a partner.
Wow.
You
damn,
met him
too. Ooh. Wow,
I'm just saying,
bro.
Like, I mean, it's been used before.
Yeah. I know. It is a bit like a rental car. I mean, a lot of people have been sticking their key in there, but God, dude, that I was not expecting that out of your mouth tonight. Not in the middle of winter, dude. Not in the middle of winter when everyone's just looking for someone warm to cuddle up with. Not today, Ted. How dare you? God, dude. Everyone's partner just went down in their eyes, like just one notch. Right.
I just hope it doesn't spark some odd conversation with a couple that listens to this podcast that's been together from high school. And they're like, I don't know. Like, what's a random, I'm trying to think of a random guy's name that's not somebody I know. Like Bert. Jed. Bert, you said you never slept with anybody before me. Like, no, I promise. It's brand new.
I just drove it off the lot.
Right. I mean, sure, it lost value when I drove it off the lot, but it's never been used before.
One rental season. That's awesome, man.
Oh, you know what? Hats. I don't know that I'd buy a used hat.
That feels weird. You're right. I don't know why. It just lice. I don't know. It just used hat. A hat is a very personal item.
It is. One quick story about a hat, right? So everybody in my family's kind of psycho about their baseball caps. And years ago, we're in Disney World and we're doing a character breakfast. So a couple of the characters that came by were Chip and Dale. Maybe it was like it must have been a dinner. So my cousin Tim is like very specific about his hats, right? So Dale like is playing around and he's like got it and he's like swinging it. And we're all like, oh, no, like I wouldn't have taken his hat. And then Dale, who's in a Dale costume, but Dale can't see. And I shouldn't blame Dale. It might have been fucking Chip. I don't know. There's two of them. But he's like dancing with it and he like kind of leans over the table and like just tosses it down and it landed in food. And I was
no.
Like the whole Smith clan just went quiet, like
Dale. Oh.
Like Dale's about to get jumped.
Wow. And that's how the Smiths got kicked out of Disneyland.
All right. Well, there you go. Like I said, my buddy's band's playing Friday night down at Slim's Last Chance. The Scoblins, they go on at 9. So Slim's a cool spot. If you get down there and check them out, that'd be awesome. If not, we'll talk to you guys next week. For MCTP, for Cobb, the Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.